This is possibly the beginning of what might be part of the redefinition of collegiate sports nationally.
Damon College President Gary Olson, he says someday he envisions giving modest scholarships for students to participate on an esports team.
This is cutting edge. It's brand new. So this is the future, and Damon is really happy to be part of the future.
Olson also serves as vice chair of the NCAA Division II President's Council. He says as esports gains in popularity, the NCAA is considering supporting it. However, there are some concerns because it's very popular among males 18 to 34, and they worry about Title IX.
Does it look like any of the traditional sports at the moment? So it doesn't look like track or baseball or football or basketball. So you have to get your mind wrapped around a wholly different kind of competition. I can tell you that as a member of the board of the National and of the NCAA nationally, we are struggling as an organization to determine whether esports should be embraced by the NCAA as an official part of collegiate sports. I don't know what the outcome of those discussions will be.
So the two big ones are League of Legends. Hearthstone is another one, which is a card game. Those are the two big ones that they do. For us, for the fall, we're looking at League of Legends.
Greg Nayer is Damon's vice president of student affairs and dean of students.
But in the fall, the NCAA and the East Coast Conference, specifically the East Coast Conference, is going to have a league, and we're going to have a tournament. And so this is we're calling it our esports lab in our Audi Lounge in our WIC Center.
Esports is being viewed by millions online, and globally, it's making money. According to the numbers, esports generated more than $300 million in 2015, so it's making it more attractive for a varsity sport on campuses.
For those presidents who are part of the NCAA board who have gotten their mind wrapped around esports, they've decided that, well, it is a competition, it does add to the collegiate experience. Yes, it's different, but it's something that, you know, we could see as part of the future of sports in America.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.